Hi, my name is Zakai, and welcome to my vodcast, Divine Sex. Ha ha ha. So why do we love sex so much? And if sex feels so good, why do we have so many freaking hang-ups about it? Because if it feels good, then it must be good, right? And where did we get the idea that if something feels good, then it must be bad, must be evil, must be sinful? And why do the religions have such a freaking burr up their asses about sex? These are the questions of the ages. I mean, let's face the truth. Sex feels so good that there has to be a divine reason why our bodies are designed to feel such ecstasy and have things like orgasms. And it isn't a mystery that this ecstatic union creates new life on a biological level, but also on a spiritual level, because of the intimacy that is gained from this union. And there are many spiritual reasons why we love sex and relationship and love so much. For some people, sex and relationship gives them a feeling of self-worth from loving and being loved or being wanted and desired, etc. And loving others and being loved just feels good. But on a deeper level, we love sex so much because when we desire sex and are engaging in sensual sexual experience, we are very focused. And we are focused on mostly only good things and just basically feeling good and feeling better, which is absolutely the direct route to source. Or to use old style terminology, a direct route to God, because God source only looks in good feeling directions. So if you are focused on feeling good and focused on good feeling things and good feeling thoughts, you will feel connected to source. You'll feel inspired, you'll feel excited, you'll feel loving, you'll feel joyful, etc. This is the classic spiritual experience of pure divine ecstasy from having a really deep and amazing sexual experience with someone. Because when you are focused on the goodness of another person, you use that person as a reason to help you connect to source. The trap, of course, is then believing that your connection to source, your good feelings, come from being only with another person and only being loved by another person or loving another person or having sex with another person, etc., etc. And this unconscious belief is what typically tears relationships apart, because when people first make a love connection with someone, they typically focus only upon their positive qualities and they pay no attention to any negative ones. And to reiterate, anytime you focus on the positive qualities of anything or anyone, you will feel connected to source, because source, God, Goddess, all that is, only focuses on the positive qualities of everything and everyone. But as soon as you start focusing on the negative aspects of anything or anyone, and in this case, your lover, you're now heading down the road to destruction, because it never feels good to focus on the negative aspects of anything or anyone, because source never ever focuses on the negative aspects of anything or anyone. So you're headed in the opposite direction as your source. And as soon as you do that, then relationship partners will typically fall into the blame game trap and blame their lovers for their supposedly feeling bad because their lover didn't continue to only be perfect fairy tale like image of love and perfection and only do perfect fairy tale like things that make them happy. And when you focus upon the negative aspects of things, people, and situations, you feel disconnected from source, because source is not looking in negative directions ever, 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 ever. And lovers typically blame their partners for doing this bad thing or that unforgivable thing, etc., which makes them feel bad. But they don't really feel bad because their lover did something bad or was unfaithful or disrespectful, etc., etc., they feel bad because they feel disconnected from their own source because they're now focused on what they don't like and don't want, especially about that person, which feels bad because now their source self only ever focuses upon things that you do like and do want and is only ever focused upon your good qualities and your lover's good qualities. And of course, you're looking in the opposite direction as your source, so you feel bad. So people in that situation feel the classic broken heart, and they translate this heartache as feeling abandoned or cheated on and no longer feeling loved by their partner and lover, and doubt and question whether their lover actually even loved them and was just using them. But that's not what is going on at all. They don't feel bad because their lover left them, or their lover cheated on them, or their lover died, or their lover disrespected them, etc., etc. They feel bad because they feel disconnected from source, because their lover helped them feel that connection, helped them make that connection. And now that source conduit is now gone. That excuse that you used to connect to source is now gone. But your lover or your spouse or your friend or your child or parent, etc., etc., that you used, or your animal or nature that you used to connect to source because they helped you feel good, is not the source of your source connection. And you don't feel disconnected from source because your partner or lover or friend, etc., is no longer around or no longer making you happy or loving you or having sex with you, etc. You feel disconnected from source because you're now focusing on loss and lack and negative aspects of that person and negative aspects of your life and things that you don't like and don't want. Again, you're focused in the opposite direction as your own source, who only focuses upon good things that you like, love, appreciate, and want. So this supposed heartbreak is not your lover's fault or anyone else's fault, but your own, because of your negative, lack-oriented, poor me, victim focus. And so you feel abandoned and unloved and dissed, etc. But that is not true for a second. Just because you have cut yourself off from the love of your own source doesn't mean that the love stops coming to you. You're just not receiving it. You're just not allowing it. Because source never, ever stops loving you and never, ever stops showering you with unconditional love and support and abundance and guidance and well-being, etc. You're the only faulty hitch in the system because of your stinking thinking and you focusing on what you don't like and don't want. And regardless if your lover loves you or not, or does good things for you or bad things to you, as soon as you start focusing again upon good feeling things in general, and then start focusing on your lover's positive qualities and what you like, love, and appreciate about them, and what you like, love, and appreciate, and want more of in your life in a general way. Well, now you feel love again and feel loved again, because now you're back into alignment with love and back into alignment with your own source. And how source is thinking and feeling and focused upon you and your lover and everything in life. But it's not the love from your partner that you are feeling. It's the love of your source that you are feeling. You're feeling the infinite unconditional love that source has for you and the love source has for your partner and everyone and everything completely 100% unconditionally. And you're feeling the love that you have for you as source, the love you have for yourself as a divine being. What you're feeling is pure unconditional love. The love your source has for you and all others and all creatures and all of creation that is not dependent upon any conditions or rules or commandments, etc., etc., etc. 100% unconditionally. That means no conditions. That means source loves you and your partner and every soul on earth and every soul in the universe of universes without any conditions attached. No matter what you or your partner or anyone does that we may judge as being wrong or bad or disrespectful or disloyal or evil or sinful, it doesn't matter because Source never ever sees anything bad, never sees anything as bad or wrong or sinful or evil, etc. No conditions attached here. God, Source, never has any conditions that you have to adhere to. That's the unconditional love that Source has for you and everyone. And that's the love everyone feels when they fall in love and are engaged in blissful, wonderful experiences with their lovers, such as getting jiggy-jiggy and making love, baby. They're simply feeling the unconditional love of Source, and nothing and no one can take that away from you except you and your stinking thinking, baby. The death of your lifelong partner cannot and does not take away the love of your Source at all, or the love of anything or anyone. Your lover leaving you for your best friend and taking your dog with them cannot and does not take away or disconnect you from your lover or your Source, or take anything away from you, or etc., etc. And the loss of anything, including money, success, parents, children, or even your health or your youth, etc., cannot and does not take away the love of your Source. You are the only one that can take it away, so to speak, by pinching yourself off from the infinite supply that is always being flooded to you 24/7 by your own Source. So, if it is your desire to finally be free and experience the ecstasy of your own Source all the time, regardless of your relationship status, then it's time to give up the addiction of using other people as surrogates of Source, of your own Source. It's time to stop using other people as a surrogate slave, so to speak, for your happiness. You and you alone are the source of your own happiness, which is the key to your connection to your Source. You need to give up your addiction to looking towards other people's behavior as the source of your happiness and therefore the source of your sadness. And you need to give up your agreement to be the source, quote unquote, of Source of other people's happiness or sadness. That means you must become an actor, a creator, a conscious, deliberate creator, not a reactor. That means you decide that you're going to be happy regardless of what anyone else does or doesn't do. That means that your number one focus in life is feeling good and feeling better, not making sure that everyone else feels good, which is not your job. Your only job on planet Earth is to feel good and be happy and have fun and create your desires into physical reality if you choose. It is not your job to help anyone else feel good and be happy and have fun and create their realities. That's their job. You can't create for anyone else, and they can't create for you. When you live from this very selfish yet totally divine perspective, now you are free and empowered to truly help other people be happy and prosperous by leading with the power, the unlimited power of your example, by you thriving in their faces, by you being happy and prosperous, regardless of what crap they may have created and attracted in their lives, or what crap anyone else on Earth has created and attracted in their lives. It doesn't matter to you because you know that you cannot help empower people and help them be happy and be prosperous unless you yourself are happy and prosperous first. You must lead the way. You must lead with the example of your thriving, empowered, prosperous life. You cannot help sick people get well if you are sick yourself. You must be a completely empowered example of well-being and health to lead people to health. You cannot help poor people prosper if you are poor yourself. How can you possibly lead a poor person to riches when you are destitute yourself. That is completely illogical. Instead, you must lead with the example of your own richness and riches and prosperous, abundant life on all levels, not just money. And you cannot help conditional, love-addicted people find the unconditional love they all crave if you are a dysfunctional addict yourself. You must instead be a beacon of unconditional love and lead with the example of your amazing, thriving, growing, ecstatic relationships to show other people that they can experience similar amazing levels of ecstasy and joy in their relationships. And the absolute key, the master key you must learn and then show others is whatever you want, whether it's money, love, relationships, success, health, etc., whatever you want that you believe will make you happy, you get what you want. You get whatever that you want by getting happy first. Your focus is always feel good and feel better. Then whatever is a vibrational match to feeling good will come to you, which is the money and the honey and the health, etc., that you desire. It is not when I get what I want, then I'll be happy. No, niet. It's get happy, then what makes you happy naturally comes to you. And these things have to come to you because they are a vibrational match to your happiness. That's how the law of attraction works. Like attracts like. Fun things attract more fun things. Good feeling things attract more fun things. Fun, you know, more fun feeling people attract more fun feeling people. So if you want money, then you've got to feel prosperous. Even if your pockets are empty and your bank account says zero. If you want a lover, then you've got to feel love and feel loved unconditionally, even without the condition of having a lover. If you want better health, then you've got to feel healthy. You've got to feel well-being, even if you're on death's doorstep and you got one foot on a grave and another on a banana peel. If you want success, then you've got to feel successful, even though there may not be any physical representations of success in your life yet, like money and cars and houses, etc. And you do all that by being an actor and proactively creating the feelings of being, doing, and having what you want every morning in your hour of power, where you meditate and affirm and visualize yourself into happiness and into a source-connected state of prosperity and well-being. Then you become a conscious, proactive creator and prepave your day every day to create the wonderful things that you want. Then you aren't spending your life trying to put out fires that your unfocused, reactive mind has created and attracted to you because you keep focusing on things that you don't like and don't want and reacting to things in life in a futile attempt to try to get rid of those unwanted things by judging them or voting against them, etc., etc. But getting rid of unwanted things doesn't ever work because your focus upon unwanted things only attracts more unwanted things to try to get rid of, because this is a universe of inclusion, not exclusion. Whatever you focus on, whatever you're including in your life, whether it's things you like or things you don't like, the universe, you attract more of those things. That's how the law of attraction works. A more efficient approach to life is to just focus on what you want and create more things that you want, and then just don't pay any attention to the things that you don't want. And you do that by taking an invaluable hour or at least 30 minutes every single day for your hour of power or your 30 minutes to thrive to get into alignment with joy and prosperity and well-being and fun and into alignment with your source and into alignment, into a vibrational alignment with your desires so that you can create and attract them. And with that, I recommend the fabulous Vortex Meditations from Abraham through Esther Hicks and all of the amazing alignment processes in the Abraham books through Esther Hicks, and all of the amazing affirmations in my absolutely crazy amazing Master Keys of Success series that are available at masterkeysofsuccess.com. So start every day right with an hour of power and make sure you have as much awesome, blissful, sensual, delicious, ecstatic sex that you can, and just have fun, baby. That's why you're here on planet Earth. You're not here to prove your worth or any bullshit like that. You're just here for the joy of creation. Hope you enjoyed this vodcast, and if you did get something from it, which I'm sure you did because it was freaking amazing, please comment, share it with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakhyron.com. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Come get more goodies, supportive goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people and fun-minded people and prosperity-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense fun and adventure and prosperity on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!